Good afternoon. I'm going to call the meeting for December 13, 2021 of the ACAT to order. First thing we'll do is, has everyone had the opportunity to see the agenda? I'll need a motion to approve the agenda.
I motion to approve the agenda, Asia Hernton.
I second, Brenda Pollan.
Thank you so much. It has been properly moved and seconded that we approve the agenda. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. I'm hoping that everyone has had the opportunity as well to see the minutes for our October 25th, 2021 meeting. I'll need a motion to approve those minutes for that meeting.
Asia Hernton, I motion to approve the minutes.
Brenda Pollan, I second.
Thank you. It has been properly moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from our October 25th, 2021 meeting. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. We will now move into the FY 2022 UPWP amendment.
Since this is Mark's agenda item, but he's not here today, so he's on vacation, so I will just do the presentation on his behalf.
Okay. Thank you, Wakoda.
Okay, share screen. So the Unified Planning Work Program documents what the staff does over the year. So,
Wakoda, I think yes? You might be sharing the wrong screen. We see your calendar.
You don't see this the presentation?
No, we're looking at your calendar.
Staff report?
Okay. No, we just need the calendar.
Mm-hmm. What about now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the Unified Planning Work Program documents what the staff does over the years. So the current one is fiscal year 2022. It covers July 1st of this year until June 30th of next year. This amendment is basically for the US 80 corridor study. Before we submitted the PL discretionary funds application in September, we actually amended this study, the US 80 study, US 80 corridor study into the 2022 Unified Planning Work Program as an illustrative project. That means it's unfunded. And at that time, the project sponsor is a pooler. And then the limit is the US 80 corridor within the city of Pooler. But since we conducted the call for projects in September, in August and September, and then we finished the funding award in October, this study actually got the CRESA funds, which is the Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriation Act, CRESA funds. So the city of Pooler, since the CRESA funds doesn't require local match, so the city of Pooler would be able to coordinate it with the Bloomingdale, Garden City, and the city of Savannah. So nobody will have to put in the local match. So they revised the cost estimate to $285,000. Previously, it was $175,000. but now it's expanded the limit from the Effingham Chatham County line all the way to I-516 at State Route 25. So it basically covers Bloomingdale, Poplar, Garden City, and Savannah. So the cost is $285,000. Since the project will get the funding, the study can be moved into the funded section of the 2022 Unified Planning Work Program. So basically, this amendment is to move the US 80 corridor study from the unfunded section to the funded section, change the cost estimate, and change the study limit. And as of now, the sponsor will still be, the manager would still be the City of Poplar. So they probably will have to do the RFP process so that we can secure a consultant. At this meeting, we would just ask for the ACAT to endorse the proposed UPWP amendments. Thank you. Any questions?
If we have no questions, then I'm going to ask, we need to do a motion to endorse this amendment for the UPWP.
Can I
get someone to do that, please?
This is Asia Harrington. I vote to endorse the UPWP amendment.
Second.
This is Brenda Pollan. I second.
Thank you. We've had a proper motion and second to endorse the amendment for the 2022 UPWP. All of those in favor, would you please signify by saying aye?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So is this funding, is there like a budget for like perhaps external service providers, or is this just for your organization only?
This is because this is the crisis funds, and we probably will secure a consultant. So the next step, because currently we are still doing the TIP amendment as well. So when the TIP amendment is approved, with this UPWP amendment is approved, the next step is to put out an RFP. So we will secure a consultant firm to do the study.
Right.
So this money is not to cover the study, not to cover the staff salaries. No, this will cover the consultant cost.
Okay, great. I'll keep an eye out for the RFP.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Poplar might have to be the project manager, so Poplar probably will have to issue the RFP. So we will still need to work out some details on that.
Sounds good. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay.
Wakoda.
Yes.
You said that, and what we are endorsing is to move this to the funded section, change the cost amount, and one other thing.
And a limit, because the previous study is within City of Poplar, and now the corridor covers the Effingham Chatham County line all the way to State Route 25.
Okay, so you want to, so it needs to be limited. Okay, excellent.
Yes.
All right, with the questions, is there any opposed to endorsing this amendment? Hearing none, then ACAT endorses the amendment to the UPWP 2022. The next thing is the draft FY for 2023 Unified Planning Work Program.
Oh, I opened the wrong. Okay. Even though we are still in fiscal year 2022, fiscal year 2023 doesn't start until July 1st next year. But the schedule for the GDOT and the Federal Highway Administration is that we need to adopt the 2023 next fiscal year's staff work program in February. So they will, and then Federal Highway Administration will approve this in March, and then the GDOT can start the contract preparement. That is for both the highway planning and for the transit planning. So this fiscal year 2023, Unified Planning Work Program covers the staff work to be conducted between July 1st, 2022 and June 30th of 2023. So as you can see, the tasks are divided by highway and the transit section. Let me just see this. I think there was a breakdown. So we have some focus areas. We will probably delve more into the 2050 metropolitan planning, metropolitan plan development update process. And then we will conduct the congestion management process. And then another focus, as you may be aware, that we were starting the freight plan development. So that will be part of it. And then we have another study, which is the urban flooding model, dynamic model. So we will have all these focus. And then after we get the study recommendations, that will feed into the long range transportation plan. And then in the meantime, we also have to maintain the 2045 metropolitan planning plan, metropolitan transportation plan, and then the fiscal 2021 to 2024 transportation improvement program. But these tasks will be divided. This would be the focus areas. So when staff work on this, we will actually charge to different categories. So the study, we will have administration and operation, and we will have a public involvement. And then we will have data collection, because the census will be out, the census data will be out. So we will have a collection of census data. And then we will also do the system planning. So what I talked about, the 2045 plan, 2050 plan, TIP, CMP, congestion management, freight plan, all those will be covered in the system planning. And the transit, we will have administration, and basically attending the meetings, for example, this ACAD meeting, and then short range planning. CAD is doing the TDP, probably transit development plan. So probably we'll be just coordinating with CAD. So that will be considered a short range plan. And then the long range transportation plan, as I said, maintenance of 2045, the current 2045 MTP, and the development or update of the 2050 plan, that will be covered under the MTP. And then the transportation improvement program, because the TIP is multimodal, so it covers highway, transit, and non-motorized. So the transit planning funds will be used to help us update, maintain, make amendments to the TIP. So basically, this is what's included in this document. So I think the way it goes is that we are going to have a 30-day public review, not public review, 30-day review period by Federal Highway Administration, Federal Transit Administration, and Georgia Department of Transportation. And then the next step would be for the adoption. So basically, at this meeting, we're asking the ACAT to endorse the proposed draft. You can see this draft that I'm showing on the screen to FHWA, GDOT, and FTA. And for the February meeting, at the February meeting, you will see a revised version of the UPWP with the comments incorporated, with the comments from FHWA, FTA, and GDOT accommodated. So basically, we're asking for the ACAT committee to endorse this draft to be forwarded to FHWA, FTA, and GDOT. That's it. Any questions?
Hearing none, then I
is this document, this is like a working document that's guiding the core MPO strategy, right?
This is guiding what the staff does. Right. Like previously you were asking, I think somebody was asking for the Crescent funds that would be used for the consultant services. This would cover the staff salary. So basically this is the staff budget for the next fiscal year.
Right. Got it. Yeah, I'm sort of new to the region and have been trying to get involved in transportation planning, trying to start up like a electric vehicle company and also potentially do some work to support Chatham Area Transit Authority. I recently pitched them on trying to capture some data regarding movement in the region, and yeah, just trying to figure out, you know, what role, you know, technical service providers might be able to play in some of the quote planning that takes place, right? As a coastal region, right, it's a pretty important process to plan for resiliency and things like that.
I think that might fit into the long range plan process.
That's some people's opinion.
Resiliency. Yeah.
I'm more of like a, you know, I think it probably should fit into the short term sort of programming to a certain extent. It depends when you're talking about like time horizon, right? 10 years sounds like a long time, but maybe it's not such a long time, right? 20 years, 30 years, what have you. I just think it's really important. I feel like there's probably going to be a flow of, I don't know if this has been a topic of discussion at all, but people are going to migrate to Georgia most likely in the future, right? I would think to a certain extent, given that like Florida might be overpopulated and is expected to be underwater, you know, in the next like 20 years. So all this planning is pretty important. Yeah. So just trying to get a sense for what's going on. Did you guys select somebody to do the freight plan update yet? I know that bid was just that bid just closed, right? I don't know.
Yeah, we closed the RFP process and we got three proposals. So we are in the evaluation process right now.
Yeah, anybody good?
Cannot say.
Okay.
Well, with that, you're asking for an endorsement of this draft, Wakoda?
Yes, just endorse it to be forwarded to the GDOT and FHWA for review. And then in February, you will see an updated version of this.
Oh, okay. Well, I need a motion to endorse the draft for the 2023 Unified Planning Work Program, please.
This is Neil. I so moved.
Can I get a second?
Second, Mr. Herndon.
It's been properly moved and seconded that we endorse the draft for the 2023 2023 Unified Planning Work Program. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? With none, we've endorsed the draft for 2023 Unified Planning Work Program. At this point, we'll move on to the December amendment to the...
I'll stop sharing.
Oh. We need to move on to the December amendment to the FY 2021 through 2024 TIP.
Okay, I'll be presenting on the December TIP amendments. This is Alicia Hunter. Can everyone see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so the TIP is our short-range planning document with all the transportation projects in the metropolitan planning area that use federal, state, and local funding. And so as projects change, the TIP will get modified to reflect those changes. So this staff report is going to outline those proposed amendments to the TIP. And from August through September, the MPO conducted a call for projects for the Z230 and CRISA funds. And so there were several projects that were awarded funding, which requires us to do an amendment. Out of those, there was 4 highway projects, 2 transit projects that include Chevis Road improvement, Girard Avenue improvement, the Truman Linear Park Phase 2B, the US 80 corridor study, and CATS fixed route diesel buses, as well as their bus stop improvement program. And in addition to those items receiving funding, we also got some requests from GDOT and Chatham County in October and November to make some updates to some of their projects. Okay, so for the I-95 at the SR-21 Augusta Road interchange, GDOT has started the project development process and they are requesting to add a scoping phase in fiscal year 22. For SR-26 from I-516 to CS-188 Victory Drive, GDOT is requesting to move the construction and utility phase from fiscal year 22 to fiscal year 23, with both of these phases receiving a slight increase in their cost estimates. For the I-16 from I-95 to 516, this was from GDOT. They gave us an update to their funding source and cost estimate to the construction phase for fiscal year 22. For I-516 at CS-1503 Duran Avenue, we've got an update to the funding source and cost estimate from GDOT for the right-of-way phase in fiscal year 22. And for the Chevis Road Improvement Project, we got a request from the county to move the construction phase from fiscal year 23 to the long range in fiscal year 25. And also the right-of-way phase be moved from fiscal year 22 to 23. And this was one of the projects that was awarded Z230 funds for the right-of-way in 23 and also CRISA funds for the PE phase in fiscal year 22. So the Girard Avenue Improvement Project, this one was also awarded Z230 funds for the right-of-way phase in fiscal year 23, and also for the construction phase in fiscal year 24. I-16 at SR-17, we received a request from Chatham County for the right-of-way phase to be moved from fiscal year 23 to 24. And this is a request that is subject to GDOT concurrence, which we should be receiving soon. For the Truman Linear Park Phase 2B, this was awarded the CRISA funds for its construction phase in fiscal year 22. And the US 80 corridor study also received CRISA funds for its PE phase in fiscal year 22. And these include the 2 transit updates that received Z230 funds and CRISA, Z230 funds for CAT to purchase some more diesel buses and do a bus stop improvement project. And then with this staff report, there are appendices allowing or providing additional information, and something that I wanted to just point out is that on our public notice for review and comment for the proposed TIP amendments, we are adding a new option to help, you know, maybe encourage more people to participate and provide their comments. And this option is texting in. You can text an email address from a phone. So we're hoping that this might kind of help people, you know, get more engaged with the process. And so we're trying to get that info out for people. So we are looking for this committee to endorse the proposed changes to the TIP amendment, to the TIP.
Are there any questions? I did want to ask, and I think I'm going to probably have to wait until Kat with Ms. Baker speaks. I heard you say that Kat was going to do some bus stop updates. And I am very interested in one bus stop that's on a city right away. We don't, my question is, we don't ever have anyone that comes to ACAT meetings from the city of Savannah.
It's amazing, huh?
Sally, Julie, someone, is anyone supposed to come from the city to ACAT?
I think we do have a voting seat from the city of Savannah, though.
They have a voting seat, but nobody
there's nobody representing them, though.
Okay, see, that's a problem because Kat wants to improve this particular bus stop, but it's on the city right away, which means that the city has to, coordinate with Kat, and Kat evidently is having a problem with getting with whomever is designated with the city, because I've been trying to do this for years.
Okay, this would be a good thing to bring up in Wednesday's meeting again.
Okay, yes. All right, thank you. That's my question, so I'll know what to do.
Yes, Kat will be there, city reps will be there, and the chairman. So that would be another thing for you to bring up when you do your report Wednesday.
Excellent. Okay, well, is there any other questions of this report so that I can ask? I'm going to ask for a motion to endorse this amendment to the FY 2021 through 2024 TIP. Can I get a motion to endorse?
Mr. Harrington, I motion to endorse the 2021 to 2024 TIP amendments.
May I get a second?
This is Brenda, I second.
Properly moved and seconded that we endorse the this amendment to the FY 2021 through 2024 TIP. Everybody in favor, would you please say aye?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can I ask a question? I'm not opposed to it. I just have a question, if you don't mind.
Okay.
This is the first meeting, core MPO meeting I've ever been to. And my only question at this time is, do you all approve amendments to CAT's budget? Is that what it sounds like?
No.
Okay, there was something in there about CAT purchasing diesel buses.
CAT budget is approved by the CAT board.
Right, okay.
But the MPO does control some of the federal highway dollars. Z230 funds is one of those. And those funds are pretty flexible, so they can be used for highway improvements, for transit improvements, or capital purchase. So the bus replacement or bus purchase is eligible. So we conducted a call for projects for the Z230 funds that MPO controls. The MPO board basically makes the decisions on how to invest in transportation, federal transportation dollars for the Savannah region. So when we conducted a COFO project, CAT actually applied for those projects, and then their proposals were evaluated and they ranked high enough so that they can get the funds. So, but the CAT board doesn't approve that. The MPO board approves that because that is the part of the funds that the MPO controls. So we awarded the funds to CAT for bus replacement and then the bus stop improvements. Basically, those are not the CAT money yet, not their operating money.
I understand. Again, for some months, I've sort of been lobbying to CAT to more strategically look at how they procure their transportation solutions, including leveraging potentially novel solutions that are available in the marketplace and federally funded research that's intended for, you know, future use, including novel greener chemistries that are used to develop structural materials and things like that. And, you know, at a certain point, you know, the public, you know, has an interest in those, that federal research that's been going on for the last 15 years, being commercialized and put into use in different value chains. So before, you know, spending big on, some bus, right? I feel like there needs to be more thought put into the procurement process from a technology perspective. And this is something that I've been trying to pitch CAD on for some time. I don't know if this is the place to sort of voice that concern, but if you're trying to approve funds to spend on, you know, diesel buses, now I understand the needs of the people have to be met, and that's fine. At the same time, you know, I'm sort of dissatisfied to the extent to which CAT has thought strategically about their own future and how to leverage their own financial position in sort of, you know, supporting long-term economic growth in conjunction with the MPO in the coastal region, right? So I understand that these things take time. You know, again, a little bit perturbed by the pace at which CAT management has sort of, tried to understand their own future and in relation with your organization, let's say. So that's kind of why I'm here today, a little bit, just to sort of voice that concern.
Yeah, CAT did purchase some like electric buses before, but those are more expensive. So yeah, this
it's
time,
not, it's not just about se. There's many ways that transportation can be more green or more environmentally sustainable. So it's not just about the batteries per se, but about how they're meeting the overall needs of the county. And, you know, I don't know if there's been a transportation plan put into place, public transportation plan put into place, you know, statewide, or for the coastal region. But those were also some of the things I was trying to pitch them on a little bit, is like, how will they expand service, you know, in the region, you know, that kind of thing.
And, sir, actually, we're on a time constraint because we're going to have another meeting that's going to have to come in right after us. But it seems that some of the things that you're speaking of might be better served for you to actually go to a CAT board meeting and speak with
them. I did speak with them. And I've been reaching out to my state representative as well. And some of the county commissioners.
Excuse me, Pam. I suggest this gentleman go to the CAT meeting because this meeting is not dealing with that, and we have to move on with our agenda items.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, we want to.
Now that's certainly one way to look at things. I'm kind of looking at them a different way, unfortunately.
So I certainly
understand that you would like to proceed with your agendas.
Julie.
And I appreciate
this is,
that.
Excuse me. This is concerned with accessible transportation for individuals with disabilities. That's our primary purpose.
Certainly related.
We're going to have to move on because we have other people in the public that need to speak about certain things. And one thing is further down the agenda. So I'm going to need to go forward.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam.
We appreciate your interest, and we try to be as accommodating as possible. But at this point, I really need to go forward.
Yeah, I mean, you do what you got to do, you know?
So we're at the point of the juncture we got the endorsement for that. So we'll need to now move on to the 2022 safety performance management targets.
Thank you. I will be presenting on that. Assume everyone can see my screen okay. So for the safety performance management, as defined by FHWA, is a strategic approach that uses system information to make investment and policy decisions in order to achieve a national performance on goals. So in coordination with DOTs and transit operators, MPOs will track performance measures and set targets for those measures. And then projects are prioritized based on the performance measures that the targets are set for. And then from there, MPOs will update the TIP and the MTP to reflect a performance-based planning process, along with the development of a system performance report that documents the progress over time. So safety performance measures, those are set by FHWA, and those are quantifiable indicators that are used to gauge performance or conditions, whereas the safety performance targets are set by DOTs and MPOs. And these targets are quantifiable levels of performance or conditions to be achieved. So there are five safety performance measures: the number of fatalities, rate of fatalities, the number of serious injuries, the rate of serious injuries, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and serious injuries. So these are the updated state targets that to maintain the five-year rolling average by 22. And the serious injury and serious injury rate are impacted by recent updates to the state's crash reports. So in a few years, the injury targets will move to a more appropriate measure based on the new definition. So for the whole process, state DOTs will set the targets annually, and then their progress is assessed by FHWA. And then the state DOTs will share those targets with the MPOs. And MPOs can either adopt those targets, set their own, or they can do a combination of both. And then MPOs will have until February 27th to officially adopt the performance management safety targets. And while the targets aren't assessed annually for MPOs, they are a part of the planning review process that MPOs go through, like a TMA certification review. And so in coordination with GDOT, the core MPO staff agrees to support the state adopted targets. So today we're asking the members to accept and endorse these targets for the core MPO planning and programming activities. Are there any questions?
Hearing none, I'm going to ask for a motion for us to endorse the 2022 safety performance management targets, please.
Asia Harrington, I motion to endorse the performance management targets.
Can I get a second?
Brenda Pollan, I second.
Thank you. With that, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, we will endorse the 2022 safety performance management targets.
Thank you.
From this point, we're moving down to status reports. If there be none, agency reports.
Hi, this is Tia. Is this where I come in at to make my report?
No, actually, I think would Tia have been on the status reports?
We've got her listed under notices where under CAT, so CAT. She can give it then.
Right, right. Okay, fine. So now is there any other business? Then I assume we move into public participation opportunities. And I'm assuming, Mr. Ligon, you had someone that came that wanted to make a public comment. Hello.
I'm sorry. I'm on a computer that's about 20 years old because I've got two in the shop. And trying to do a couple things here. I don't know what that was, honestly.
Someone had called in or was in from the beginning.
Said yes. Mr. Palmer got Jessica Mathis in. So Ms. Mathis has something she would like to speak.
You're Jessica Mathis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This would be where you can speak briefly, please.
Okay. I'm Jessica Mathis. I'm a community and disability advocate. I would like to first off thank the Telluride Transit for doing the best that they can under the circumstances. But I'm concerned about the pickups on Telluride. If you make a reservation, you might not get picked up to be taken out. Or, you know, how do you schedule rides when you have shortages of drivers and you never get to the places that you know, what can we do to help work on that? And then also too, the buses are breaking down, you know, because earlier today when I just got home before I entered this meeting, the bus broke down at my house and they had to get somebody, a mechanic out there to work the lift because the lift wouldn't deploy. So I'm just very concerned about pickups and return times and shortages on drivers. Is there anything that we can do to ease or rectify the situation?
I would assume Ms. Baker would have to address this issue if there be anything to address there. I know last meeting we did ask Ms. Baker to bring us some information about, I think it was about the paratransit drivers' salaries and raises. I believe that was what we asked for last time. Now, Ms. Baker is going to come up and make her report on the notices. I'm going down that ladder right now, Ms. Mathis. So
yes,
let's get to Ms. Baker. She represents CAT and paratransit and see if she can at least give you some kind of resolve, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right, so let's go down the notices and see if we can get to her to see if she can address anything with you, sweetheart. Thank you for bringing your concerns. We appreciate that.
Yes,
thank you. On the notices, we have the November administrative modification to the FY 2021 through 2024 TIP. Is someone to make a presentation there?
The notices are just for information purposes.
Okay.
So nobody's going to make a presentation unless you have any questions on any of these.
No. With that then, Chatham County project status update.
the GDOT Chatham County City of Savannah LATS and tip project tracking. So those, if you're interested in any of those, you can just open attachments. So that includes the project status update.
Excellent.
Yeah, but for the CAT, you probably want to ask Mr. Baker to do some. Yes.
I'd like to have Ms. Baker, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. I'm sure you heard what Ms. Mathis' concerns are, and I know I asked the last meeting if you could bring us some information about the paratransit drivers' salaries and raises to see if there was anything that I guess that we felt was, since the concern was last time that the fixed route drivers were getting raises, the paratransit drivers were not at the same rate. And that might be a part of the problem why they are having a problem retaining drivers. And then Ms. Mathis just brought up the issue of buses breaking down and the fact that we're having a problem with pickups and returns. So can you address any of those things, please?
Okay, as far as the salary increase, each driver gets an increase in September. The time of their ratification is when they get their increases. So they do get an increase each year. Paratransit operators do not get paid as much as fixed routes. So that is an issue. And that is something that they went when they were under contract. Their union contract ended this year and they were trying to negotiate a higher contract, a higher amount of pay starting at $15. And from what I understand, that is still in negotiation. They're still trying to work that out. As far as transportation issues, yes, we're still experiencing the driver shortage. Right now, we do have a contract that is being reviewed by our lawyer with CRC, Coastal Regional Transport, to help us out during this time. They are also looking into possibly getting contracts with Uber and Lyft, but we still haven't heard anything about that. But I do know that we do have a contract in place with CRC, and hopefully everything should be ironed out by the end of this week, hoping to start with CRC next week.
CRC is Coastal Regional?
Yes.
Is Ms. Mathis still there?
Yes, I am.
Did she answer any of your questions?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that. And the last thing on our agenda here is our next meeting is February 28th, 2022 at 1:00. Unless there's something else that should end this, I'll do as I was asked and bring up about the bus stops at the Wednesday MPO meeting, as far as us having a city rep to actually interact with CAT as far as the bus stops are concerned, because being visually impaired, and I use the bus, not now in COVID, but being visually impaired, this one particular bus stop I'm talking about is really kind of unsafe because the ground is not prepared correctly, and it's on the city right away, and CAT can't do what needs to be done there. So I'll bring that up on Wednesday. Is there anything else?
Is this document publicly available and these project status updates publicly available? Did I miss that?
If you're interested in any of the projects, that we have the attachments, so you can just open the attachments. It's on the MPC website.
It is. All this stuff is on your website?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thanks.
So if that's all, then I'll say thank you all for participating. I hope that everyone will have happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And with that, we are adjourned.